Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A driver led Alaska state troopers on a high-speed chase that ended in a Fairbanks neighborhood Sunday night. According to a trooper dispatch, they received several calls after 5:30 p.m. about an apparently intoxicated driver on the Richardson Highway just south of the city. Troopers say they located 40-year-old Joshua Schlosser of Fairbanks, but he refused to stop, and officers pursued his truck from the Richardson to the Steese Highway and into the Shannon Park neighborhood. They say Schlosser drove recklessly, endangering several pedestrians before pulling into his property and hiding inside a camper. Schlosser was convinced to come out, but assaulted an officer while being taken into custody. Schlosser is charged with assault, reckless driving, DUI, and evading troopers. High winds are forecast for the Alaska Range. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Brader says a broad swath of the mountains will be affected.
We're expecting winds of up to 70 miles an hour blowing across the Alaska Range from Healy all the way to Delta Junction.
Brader attributes the winds to a weather pattern atypical of springtime.
More similar to what we would see in the fall or winter, with some strong low pressure centers in the Bering Sea. The weather fronts associated with those are moving north over the interior.
The systems are forecast to bring rain and snow to the western interior and snow to the Alaska Range, with lesser precipitation on the north side of the mountains, where downslope Chinook winds will deliver drier, warm air.
We're looking for temperatures in the 50s, and we may approach 60 across the Tanana Valley.
Brader says the windy weather is expected to ramp up tonight and continue into early Wednesday. A Las Vegas man has been charged in a Friday shooting death in downtown Fairbanks. Fairbanks police say 21-year-old Laron Kwase Roland was charged with first-degree murder in the death of 25-year-old Todd James Demoski. Demoski was found suffering from a gunshot wound at the Alaska Motor Inn early Friday morning and later died at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. Police say Roland was arrested at a Parks Highway residence and is jailed at Fairbanks Correctional Center. The Air Force hosts a public meeting in Moose Creek tonight to discuss plans to provide drinking water to area residents whose wells are contaminated by perfluorinated compounds from firefighting foams. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
During Monday's meeting at the Moose Creek Fire Station, officials with the Air Force Civil Engineers Center will unveil a plan to build a water pipeline from the North Pole Water Treatment Plant to Moose Creek. But Eielson Air Force Base Lieutenant Kit Sana Duanlum Chan says the officials also will talk about alternative proposals at the meeting.
The Air Force Civil Engineers Center has determined that this first alternative is the best alternative. However, the point of having this open house town hall is to allow Moose Creek residents to make their public comments on it.
Duanlum Chan says engineering personnel believe building a 5-mile pipeline from North Pole to Moose Creek is the best of 7 alternatives they've developed to provide potable water to the community. The area's groundwater has been contaminated with 2 types of perfluorinated compounds that came mainly from a type of firefighting foam used at Eielson in years past. But Duanlum Chan says if residents think one of the other alternatives would work better, they can comment on that at the meeting.
And based off in those comments, the Air Force might decide to alter or change its decision if it's like, you know, yeah, we see where you're coming from there, and, you know, it makes sense to move to one of these other alternatives.
The other alternatives include piping water from Eielson's water treatment plant and installing tanks and delivering water to each home or business in the community. The preferred plan to build a pipeline from North Pole is estimated to cost just over $25 million. Duanlum Chan says if that's the alternative the public and the agency agree on, and the decision is made final this summer and funding appropriated this year, water could be flowing within 5 years.
We would expect the project to be completed by around 2022 or early 2023.
Duanlum Chan says more information about the interim proposed plan for long-term water supply for Moose Creek is available from the Eielson Public Affairs Office. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The Alaska Department of Natural Resources has renewed a Pebble Limited Partnership's land use permit for mineral claims northwest of Iliamna. KDLG reports that for the first time in 5 years, the state is authorizing new exploration at the deposit. The one-year permit will allow Pebble to drill up to 80 boreholes to collect information for planning and modeling. The permit also covers reclamation, including a $2 million bonding requirement for cleanup. Pebble has said that it intends to begin activity in May and continue working through December. The DNR also announced that it will reestablish an advisory group, originally formed to provide input on a 1984 Bristol Bay Area plan. DNR said that it anticipates the reestablished advisory group will review the 1984 plan and may recommend changes to it. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin Granger.